Andy Ngo's Wikipedia page vandalized by Antifa supporters following Portland protests. By T.D. Adler on August 23, 2019. The Wikipedia page on Quillette journalist Andy Ngo was repeatedly vandalized in response to his reporting on the most recent Antifa-related violence in Portland. Although most vandalism was removed within minutes, some stayed up for hours before being removed. Ngo's page on the site was eventually locked so only more established Wikipedia editors could make changes. But Antifa supporters were able to continue adding smears to the page. Protests against Antifa in Portland on Saturday resulted in several violent confrontations as Antifa attacked the protesters. Andy Ngo, an editor at Quillette, posted videos and commentary about the violence on Twitter. He soon came under attack from Antifa supporters who claimed he was lying or distorting the events. In one instance, Ngo noted a protester was hit with a hammer by an Antifa member as the violent far-left group attacked a bus transporting the protesters. Critics claimed it was the protester who initially brought the hammer. Video shows the protester used the hammer to defend other protesters on the bus being attacked by Antifa before it was taken from him and hurled at his abdomen after he was maced. Despite the original video and subsequent videos making this clear and Ngo only stating accurately that a protester was hit with a hammer, Antifa supporters including Carlos Maza claimed Ngo lied and spread the attack on social media. Unregistered users and new accounts began showing up to Ngo's page on Wikipedia as the attacks went viral, starting with one user putting scare quotes around the description of Ngo as a journalist. Later vandalism included a user calling him a mouthpiece for fascist propaganda and making light of an Antifa assault on Ngo that left him with a brain hemorrhage. While some vandalism was quickly reverted either by established editors or the vandals themselves, other vandalism was able to stay up longer. Edits from newly created accounts calling Ngo a propagandist and accusing him of grifting off Antifa protests stayed up for hours until another user removed them. Vandalism calling Ngo a propagandist or grifter was a common attack, and other vandalism branded him a fascist and a Nazi, as well as calling him a white nationalist despite him being Asian. After around half a day of persistent vandalism, Ngo's page was locked so that new accounts and unregistered users would be unable to edit it. However, while more explicit vandalism ceased, established editors sympathetic to Antifa continued editing Ngo's page to add smears. User BZ added partisan attacks labeling as racist an op-ed by Ngo expressing concerns about multiculturalism in Europe. BZ, whose recent edits include criticism of anarcho-capitalism and defense of left-wing anarchism, also tried to introduce claims about Ngo's coverage of the most recent Antifa violence being inaccurate, resulting in an edit war as editors repeatedly removed and restored the material. Further material BZ added before the protests was criticized for citing socialist magazine Jacobin to accuse Ngo of doxing Antifa activists. While the claims cited to Jacobin were removed, a claim he added from Vox that Ngo doxed a female activist remained. The female activist in question had charged and attacked protesters, but was knocked out when another protester defended them. BZ also insinuated Ngo calling pro-Antifa writers ideologues got them targeted with death threats. Ngo's remarks were responding to research on journalists associated with the group. Pages related to Antifa have seen repeated efforts by Wikipedia editors to downplay the group's violence, characterizations of its violence as terrorism, and to censor mention of the assault on Ngo and the terrorist attack on an ICE detention facility. Supporters of Antifa on the site have mocked Ngo's assault and praised the attack on the ICE facility. Wikipedia has also echoed democratic rhetoric popular with Antifa, including the ICE attacker, labeling the detention facilities concentration camps despite criticism from Holocaust scholars. Such incidents and others demonstrate the online encyclopedia's worsening left-wing bias. T.D. Adler edited Wikipedia as the devil's advocate. He was banned after privately reporting conflict of interest editing by one of the site's administrators. Due to previous witch hunts led by mainstream Wikipedians against their critics, Adler writes under an alias.